What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. It's Friday, roughly 4:30 Central Standard Time. It's Good Friday. Hopefully these locks are going to be good to us this week. Our March Madness Day 3 of 3 have yet to begun, and those are going to be good to us too, because it's Good Friday. Come on now. I'm your host for this episode, JG, episode number 70, little milestone right there. And because there's no recap because day three hasn't started, let's get right into these locks. Lock number one, we're headed back to the Syria, back to where we were feeding, eating so good last time we were here. And we're going Bologna versus Salernitana. Bologna to record a clean sheet, minus 150. This is a top four team playing against the worst, the bottom feeders of the Serie A. This match should not even be close. Bologna fighting for this spot, only 3 points, only one win ahead of Roma, who are clawing their way back, while Salernitana, they're sitting with 14 points. They're headed back to the Serie B. They ain't worried about nothing right now. They're just booking their train ticket, booking their flight back to the Serie B. And I know the last five matches between these teams, both teams have scored. Salernitana have scored a goal. But streaks are meant to be broken. Look at Nathan MacKinnon. 35 straight home games with a point, and he couldn't do it against the Rangers. He killed my futures, but we're not here to talk about that. The dog was doing his part. Nothing you can do. But anyways, Bologna at home this year, only 0.5 of the time. They've allowed 0.054 goals against when at home this year. And in those matches, in all those home matches, 60% of the time, they're getting a clean sheet. While Salernitana, playing away on the road this year, have been clean sheeted against 50% of their time. And they're averaging under a goal a game in their away matches this year. So good luck trying to score against Roma. Oh, not Roma, Bologna, sorry. Maybe that's my next lock. But here's the key factor in this match. I'm looking right here at Bologna because when they get the lead, their defending rate is 100%. They don't lose when they get up first. Once they get that first goal, they're not going to get let down. They're going to park the bus, shut it down. And Salernitana does not have what it takes, I'm telling you. And here's another thing. Salernitana on the road this year concede on average on the 17-minute mark. So once Bologna gets that first goal against them, it's over. It's over. And in just 14 away matches this year, they've been able to get the equalizing goal just one time. Just one time in those matches, they've been able to get it. This game could end 0-0. We don't really care, but they ain't going to get that goal. And here's another thing. Only 27% of the time, both teams have scored when Bologna plays at home. And you got less than, 5% chance for Salernitana to get a goal, and Bologna only concedes 20. Come on now, this is too easy. Bologna to record a clean sheet, minus 150. There we go. Now let's go to lock number two. I already hinted at it. Lecce versus Roma. I have Roma, full-time result, minus 110. Now, I know I've mentioned this before, but since Daniele De Rossi took over as head coach, this is a different team. 9 games played in the Serie A under his belt, 7 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. The only loss coming against to the future Scudetto winners of this year in the Serie A, Inter Milan. And the other draw against Fiorentina. And let's just face facts. Lecce is not of the type of quality either of these teams are. And with Roma just 3 points back of, like I said, Bologna, this is a crucial game for them too. They have to get the win here. They have to get the dub. They have to chase them down any way they can. So they got to keep going and they got to keep scratching their way to the top. And when you look at the underlying stats, Roma is still the better team here by far. They average 1.9 goals on the year, while Lecce is allowing just over a goal and a half a game. And on average, Lecce is just scoring under a goal this season at 0.9. But if you really want to look at how well Roma has been playing under De Rossi since he took over it with his first game back in January 20th against Hellas Verona, they are averaging 2.55 goals a game since he took over. And they've just allowed 11 goals in those games. Four of them coming to Inter and two of them in that draw against Fiorentina. So when you really look at it, it's 5 goals in 7 games against. Like, come on now. And if you have looked at what Lecce has done in that time, they have allowed 20 goals against in the same time frame, and they've only scored 5 goals. And they went 2-1-6 in that time. One of the wins beating the worst team, Salernitana. And they also beat, I'll give them credit, Fiorentina. But that was over 2 months ago. 2 months on the dot. And that one draw was against another bottom third team in the league. They're going to get dropped down to the Serie B. Firenze? I might have said that wrong. And even when you look at the past data between these two teams, Roma is 8 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss to Lecce. And I just can't see them losing here again. So Roma, full-time result, -110. All right. And the final and third lock we got, Inter Milan versus Empoli. And I have on the Asian handicap corners, Empoli +4 at $1.97.5. Where or where should I begin with this one? But let's start with the last games played, the head-to-head matchups between these two teams. I could only get stats for the last 6 games between these two teams, and it's been 50% of the time Empoli has been able to cover this spread. And now if you look at Empoli in their last 10 matches, they have covered the corner spread of +4 in 8 of those games. And in their last 10 away matches, they have covered it in 7 of those games. And this is all in the Serie A, by the way. Inter, on the other hand, in the last 10 matches, have only covered the spread of +4 or more in just 2 of those. And one of those, again, was against the bottom feeder, Salernitana. And if you look in their last 10 home games, they have done better, faring covering it 50% of the time. But in their last 6, they've only been able to do it 5 of the 6 times. And even when you look at the underlying numbers between these two teams regarding corners in the Serie A this year, Inter averages 6.10 or 6.10 on average, and Empoli gives up 5.79. So it's safe to say they're going to get about 6 corners in this match. While on the other hand, Empoli is getting about 4.97 corners awarded to them, and Inter is conceding just under 4 with 3.79. So it's safe to say they're going to get 4. So 6 minus 4 is 2, and we got the spread at +4. Come on now. At almost plus money, Empoli +4 corners on the Asian handicap at $1.97.5. There we are. Now let's go to the moon. The first one I got for you guys, Sassuolo versus Udinese, full-time result, a draw at +225. This has hit 3 of the last 5 times these two have played, and I just see it happening again. I don't think either of these teams are something special, so a draw is in the cards I see. The next one I have is Roma to win and over 2.5 goals at +210. Roma has hit this in 7 of their last 10 matches against Empoli. So I see, not Empoli, what am I saying here? Lecce. Roma has hit this 7 out of 10 last times they played Lecce at plus 210. And my final one is Inter versus Empoli, halftime result, draw at plus 187. This has come in the last four or five times between these two teams. And when you put all that together, that comes to plus 2,796. Throw 30 on it, that gets you $868.96. That's pretty good. If this Good Friday can hit, we ain't going to fool you on April 1st when these games are played. But come on now. That's it for this episode. I'll see y'all next week. Gamble at your own risk. Peace.